The Melon Girl by Catherine Cookson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Part 1. Young Barbara. Chapter 1. The trap had hardly stopped opposite the cottage gate before the lithe figure of the young girl sprang down from it, ran up the back path, across the small courtyard, thrust open the door of the kitchen, and slammed her beaded handbag and the book she was carrying down on the table, which action caused Mary Peel, who was standing at the far end of the table, to space her lips widely apart and mouth her words in a loud voice, crying,
"No, Miss Barbara, you! Now don't you start the minute you're in. Keep your tantrums for those who cause them."
The young girl's hand went to the book again, and as she grabbed it up and threw it, the door leading from the hall opened, and Miss Anna Brigmore entered. The book had missed its target, skimming by Mary Peel's face, but it hit Miss Brigmore's shoulder, bounced off and onto the dresser, knocking a jug onto the stone floor. After the resounding crash of the jug splintering, there was quiet in the kitchen for a moment. Miss Brigmore, staring in pained silence at the young girl who was known as her ward, but whom she thought of as her daughter, cried from her heart,
"Oh, Barbara, Barbara, my dear."
But Mary Peel, looking at the girl, thought,
"Bye, if I had my way, I'd scalp your backside for you."